Senior Story, A Brave Victory. Chapter 3, A Monster-Sized Terror. Ari quickly changed the conversation as she and Zoe walked out to the gym. She didn't want to talk about her mom failing the math section of her test. During practice, Ari connected 2 back handsprings on the beam for the first time without falling. She was flying high with confidence, but that confidence fell hard, like a boulder hitting the ground, when it was time for bars. "Get a drink, then put your grips on, girls," called the bar coach, Miss Terry. "You have 5 minutes." Miss Terry coached levels 5 through 7 on bars. She had written out individual lesson plans for each girl based on last Saturday's meet. There were 4 level 7s, 4 level 6s, and 2 level 5s. After clearly demonstrating how she wanted each drill performed on 4 stations, she handed out the lesson plans. "Now, get busy. Don't dilly-dally. Ari and Nora, you're with me." "Ari, you have tap swings while I work with Nora. Then it's flyaways for you." "Nora's only 7 years old, and she has her flyaway," said that familiar voice in Ari's head. "She's almost got a cast to handstand and is probably going to level 7 next year. Everyone loves her, but you stink at bars."
Ari,
called Miss Terry. "Tighten up. You look like a wet noodle. Where's those beautiful tap swings of yours? Let's see them." Just then, Nora cast it up to a vertical without spot. The girls cheered, but Ari felt completely worthless. "Your turn, Ari. Today could be your day." Miss Terry did her best to inspire Ari, but it was no use. "I've worked on these for 2 years and still can't do them," moaned Ari as she sank into the resi pit. "I fail every time I try. I guess I wasn't meant to be a gymnast." When Mrs. Freeman came to pick up her daughter after practice, Coach Terry pulled her aside before Ari finished her last event. "Ari has hit a new low," explained Miss Terry. "She has thoroughly convinced herself that she is no good at bars and was on the verge of tears every time I tried to get her to release the bar for her flyaway. Even when I was right there ready to spot her, a new fear has crept in. Her past failures have created a monster-sized terror that she has become enslaved to. Unless we find a way to help her overcome this, I'm afraid we'll lose her. She's giving up."